from Hollywood. Barry Sullivan in The Unexpected.
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected. Life is filled with the unexpected, romantic, tragic, and mysterious endings to our most ordinary actions. Dreams come true, or dreams are shattered by sudden twists of fate in The Unexpected. But first, a word from your announcer. Barry Sullivan, famous motion picture and stage star in Fool Silver, a drama of the unexpected.
I shaded my eyes from the sun and looked hard to make sure it wasn't a mirage. Little spirals of dust obscured my view and the streets glistened in the bright sunlight. And the metropolis of Peerless, Nevada was real enough. Yet there was something wrong with what I saw. I felt it. I knew it, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And then it hit me. There wasn't anyone in sight. Not a soul on the streets or in the houses. The whole town was deserted and dead.
Hello!
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 Hello.
Anybody around here?
Around here?
Hello!
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 Only echoes answered me, rising and falling through the chinks in the ramshackle buildings like the wail of a lonesome coyote. My flesh began to crawl. This was a ghost town. Then I shrugged. I didn't have time to stand around seeing spirits. I had a heavy date with a roulette wheel in Vegas, and she was a jealous mistress. I picked up a water pail and lugged it toward the deserted saloon. I figured there might be enough watered whiskey left to keep my radiator perking for at least a few more miles. I took a couple of steps inside and stopped as if I'd been hit by a slug from a .45. Sitting at the long, splintered bar was the village ghost. And quite a vision she was, too. All decked out for haunting. Black high-heeled shoes, black stockings, black shorts and halter, and a mass of black hair. But her skin was creamy, and so was her voice.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, very good.
Looking for something?
Not now.
Then you won't mind leaving the same way you came.
Oh, I'd mind very much. I like the idea of this town, and I'd like to be haunted.
I said get out, mister.
I didn't hear you. Phantoms can't talk.
Suppose we pretend that I'm real.
Oh, no, I'm too young to have my illusions destroyed.
But I am real. If you pinch me, I scream.
Yeah?
And if I say get out, I mean it.
What's the hurry?
We don't like strangers.
We?
I mean the town doesn't like them. It resents the present. It prefers the past. You're too contemporary.
Well, maybe you know what you're talking about.
Oh, I do. Ghosts are very particular. They won't associate with just anyone.
And you?
I feel exactly the same way.
But...
Get out of here before something happens. The town and I might hasten your departure.
You're doing your best.
We have your interests at heart.
I should say there was something very odd going on around here.
I should say that you shouldn't get involved in it.
You could be right.
I am. Very right. So, it was nice to have met you. Sorry you can't stay, and good afternoon.
She She waved a shiny little revolver in my direction. So I made a deep curtsy, backed out the swinging door, and headed up the trail, the empty water bucket banging against my knees. I'd gone about 100 yards past the town limits when I met the other ghost of Pilas, Nevada. He shot a parchment-skinned, white-headed face out from behind a mesquite bush and flagged me to a stop with a heavy gray beard.
Where are you heading, mister?
Why, nowhere in particular.
Well, that's good. I wouldn't like to think you was looking for me.
Oh, no, no. I often wander through abandoned towns in search of buried treasure.
Oh, so you did come to spy on me, huh? Come to learn my secret. Well, young fella, it won't work. Because I'm too smart for you.
Indeed?
Yeah, that's just like them. As soon as I made a strike, they're all ready to cash in on my claim. They laughed at me for 20 years. They wouldn't give me a nickel's worth of help. Now the vultures come swooping down.
As I stood there, the old boy suddenly motioned to me to wait and dropped from sight behind the bush like a gopher ducking a lawnmower. I didn't know what was going on in Pilas, but from the fear in the old codger's eyes, it must be mighty important to somebody. And then I got it. Silver. These mountains were full of it. Maybe Grandpa had found something. That was why the delicately garbed young lady in the saloon had been so anxious for me to leave. Yeah, but I had a notion I might enjoy sticking around. For more reasons than one.
Now then, young fella. You think you found me out, but you ain't. You don't know where the stuff is.
No, I don't.
And they won't believe I've struck it.
Won't they?
No, sir. They'll insist on proof, and you ain't got it. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless I give you this, then they'll know it's true.
Well, what is it?
Don't use your eyes, young fellow. What does that look like?
Well, it looks like silver.
That's just what it is. That's silver. It's mighty close to the pure stuff, too. What do you think of that?
My acquaintance with silver was limited to tea sets, dimes, baby spoons, and wedding presents. But the gray, shapeless lump which the old miner handed me looked like the real thing. So I dropped the sneer off my lips and asked a couple of questions. You say you found a whole lot of this?
Listen, young fella, I've been prospecting for over 60 years, and I ain't never seen a strike quite so rich.
Really?
But the only thing is, you see, I can't get much of it out by myself. Ain't got no money to buy this newfangled equipment. Now, if I was to take on a partner...
Well, how much do you need?
Oh, I need $200-$300. Now, if you was willing to switch over and work with me instead of agin me...
Why not?
Why, sure, you wasn't never cut out to be a spy anyway. You look too honest.
My face is my fortune.
Yes, sir. Now, here, you can help me in the mine, and we'll split 50-50.
That's a deal.
Yes, sir, young fellow. Old Hiram will make you a rich man. Well, come on. Don't just stand there. We got work to do.
As I followed Hiram through the hollow caves of the old mine, I did some fast mental gymnastics. I'd work with him, like he said. Only when the time came to sell the ore, I'd just collect the fee for myself. Then I'd stake out a legal claim to the old Pilas setup in my own name. Hiram could take his mule and go prospecting somewhere else. And I'd make a quick change from gentleman gambler to millionaire. I spent the whole next week underground, except for a short trip to Virginia City for new equipment. By day, I hacked at the rock wall till my hands were covered with calluses. By night, I loaded ore into the old mine cars to bring them to the surface. And day and night, I listened to Hiram jabber about the time when Pilas was a boomtown. Finally, I couldn't stand it any longer. I scrambled up to the surface and walked right into the unwilling arms of the lady in black, only this time, she was all in white.
With Hiram.
Well, how would I know?
Look, mister, I'm tired of playing hide-and-seek. I'll take care of him.
Yeah, I bet you could.
He's an old man. He's harmless. He's lived here all his life. And neither you nor anybody else is going to bother him. I mean it.
Well, now, look, lady, I...
Grandfather's a little strange. He thinks he's found silver in this old mine, so he prospects around and digs a little. He's not hurting anybody. I come out every week and see that he's all right. Now you just run back home and peddle your papers. I'll take care of Hiram.
Say, are you trying to tell me that the old guy is...
I told you, he's just a little odd.
Yeah, but the silver...
He didn't talk you into believing that, did he?
Oh, no. No, of course not. Only the stuff he digs up. What is it?
Lead ore. You know, they call it fool silver. Very low grade, practically worthless.
Lead ore.
Sure. Well, you can tell at a glance. But I let Hiram think it's silver. Keeps him happier that way. Of course, nobody would ever be foolish enough to believe that he really had made a strike. Now, would they?
No, no. Nobody could be that foolish. Nobody in the whole wide world.
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Fate takes a hand. Wait for the unexpected. For the surprising conclusion of Fool Silver, starring Barry Sullivan, a Hamilton Whitney production written by Robert Libbett and Frank Burt and directed by Frank K. Danzig.
Well, I'd played a long shot and lost. It had happened before, but I didn't like the way Hiram's granddaughter smirked at me as she drew the picture. So I bade her a sad farewell, jumped in my car, and sped into the setting sun. It took me several weeks to recover my self-respect and a few legitimate games of blackjack to restore my depleted finances. And then, except for the disappearing calluses on my hands, I was able to forget all about the adventure of the Peerless Silver Mine. But that was before I walked into Vegas' biggest hotel and saw Hiram sitting in the lobby. His hair was cut, his beard was trimmed, and a new diamond stick pin glistened in his tie.
Well, hello there, young fella. It's mighty nice to see you again.
Hiram, I thought... Your granddaughter said that...
You thought I was crazy. Well, son, they all did, but I showed them. They're singing a different tune.
You mean the... Peerless did have silver, that it wasn't lead?
No, it was lead, all right. It was lead. But something else was in it, too. Something awful valuable. Oh, it's too bad you didn't stick it out. We'd have been partners. Government gave me an awful lot of money for that mine. You know, they said that lead was full of
You don't mean uranium, do you?
Yeah, that's it. Uranium.
Uranium.
Fool Silver starred Barry Sullivan. Listen soon for another of your favorite motion picture stars in a drama of The Unexpected. This program was transcribed in Hollywood.